One of the major providers of services to the beef checkoff, to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And with me in this interview is Jim McAdams, who is currently the president of NCBA. And Jim, I think, first of all, I'd just like to ask you about the kinds of services that you do provide to the checkoff.
Well, NCBA, ever since our inception, which was 10 years ago, has tried to be the best contractor for checkoff dollars we could possibly be, which means that we work hard to work through joint advisory committees that were created between the Federation of State Beef Councils, which is a division of NCBA, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And those joint advisory committees review what the long-range plan, the goals and the strategies, and how best to achieve those goals and strategies. And then they develop projects that they apply to the Cattlemen's Beef Board to fund to carry out. Some examples of those projects are the muscle profiling study that allowed for us to develop beef value cuts, which has increased the demand for the chuck and the round and added to the total value of the cattle we produce. There's a multitude of those type of projects that we have tried to do. We have been a supporter of the checkoff. Our predecessor organization, which is National Cattlemen's Association, was also a large contractor, meaning tried to provide many different projects to fund or be funded with checkoff dollars. We see that the checkoff has been the most important thing that we as cattle producers have done in my business life, which covers over 30 years, and has contributed to this robust demand that have allowed us to enjoy these record prices.
I understand that NCBA does have an effort to put together some recommendations to make to the Beef Board for the checkoff. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we have had two different working groups that have been reviewing the checkoff. The first one was focused on what will we do in light of the pending litigation in case the Supreme Court ruled the checkoff unconstitutional. And out of that, we started an effort to pass checkoff legislation in all the states so that we could continue a checkoff, whether it be mandatory or voluntary. When the Supreme Court thankfully ruled that the checkoff program was constitutional, then we started focusing on how could we have the most effective program possible. And out of that work group, the realization came that the checkoff is 20 years old. We see what's happening with our global competition, where Australia has increased their checkoff to $5 a head. Canada has committed $60 to $80 million to foreign market promotion that our competitors are gearing up. So what we're doing now is trying to form a coalition of those organizations that have been part of this checkoff and have benefited from the checkoff, a coalition of the willing, to come together and review, is this the program we need for the 21st century? Are there ways to improve this good program that we have? And if so, how's the best way to do it?
So the things that you might come up with through this effort will be presented in the form of, I would assume, recommendations?
What we're doing now is approaching and asking for organizations that would like to participate in this review of the current checkoff program to come together and work with us. One of the recommendations that came out of our checkoff working group was that we do intensive polling of the beef producers of this nation to find what the producers want so that we know what producers want first. And then take that information, working as an industry, then to try to craft a checkoff program that would be supported by producers and that would be effective in meeting our objective of growing this industry through growing demand so that we can have a bright future for our children if they want to come back into the cattle and beef industries.
What would you say to beef producers around the country, especially as it relates to the beef checkoff and what that does for them personally and for the industry?
Well, first we have to remember that there's only so much that we as individual producers can do. We don't have unlimited time and we don't have unlimited resources. We've come to see that even when we pool our time and resources, it's still limited. What we do know about our checkoff program today is through inflation alone, we're only generating less than 50% of what we did when we passed the checkoff. So, in effect, where we were collecting a dollar in 1986, the value of that dollar today is less than 50 cents. So we realize that is going to be a challenge, and I think it's a credit to this checkoff program that has been able to be so effective despite the fact that we have less resources. But by coming together and pooling those resources and focusing around a common plan, we have been able to effectively stop the slide in beef demand and increase it faster than our last long-range plan goal called for. We call for increasing beef demand by 6% by 2004. Since 1998, we've increased it by 25%. How can we continue to do things like that by working together and pooling our resources? The other thing that we've seen through this checkoff program, it has been the stimulus for private industry to put their dollars. They've seen the effectiveness of what we've been doing in promotion and new product development. Those sort of things have created more dollars from private industry, where when the checkoff was passed, packers and retailers weren't spending hardly any dollars to promote beef or develop new products. Now, while we're spending millions, there's additional billions being spent by private companies, corporations, and individuals to differentiate their product. And that's a very good thing. So we think we need to continue this good work.
Well, thank you very much, Jim McAdams, who is the current president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and from the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.